Shalom Aleichem, everybody. It's exciting to begin a new series in 5-Minute Mikdash. For the next many shiurim, we will, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, look at what a day is like in the Beis HaMikdash. And to do that, we will, for the most part, follow the Mishnayos in Maseches Tamid, which describe the Avoda of the Korban Tamid. The Korban Tamid is brought every single day, every weekday, every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh, Yontif, you name it, literally every day of the year. The morning Korban Tamid is the first Korban of the day to be brought, and the afternoon Korban Tamid is the last Korban to be brought at the end of the day. So learning Maseches Tamid and many other Mishnayos and Gemaras and the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, and many others, all of this are, I think, a great window into the way the Beis HaMikdash operates on a most basic level, so to speak. And God willing, by learning about the Korban Tamid, we'll learn about a lot of other things that go on in the Beis HaMikdash as well. And by doing so, we can become better acquainted with the Beis HaMikdash and make the Beis HaMikdash more a part of our daily Avodas Hashem. In addition, and this is one of the most important goals of these shiurim, I think, is that by learning more about the Beis HaMikdash, we can all daven better for the Beis HaMikdash. We can yearn more for the Beis HaMikdash, and God willing, witness the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash very, very soon. So let's get started. And in order to get started learning about a day in the Beis HaMikdash, we begin our day not in the day. We begin it in the middle of the night. What goes on at night in the Beis HaMikdash? The very first Mishnah of Maseches Tamid is very similar to the first Mishnah in Maseches Midos. And they tell us that the Beis HaMikdash has guards, has shomrim. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira Perek Ches Halacha Aleph says that these guards, these shomrim, are not there because we're afraid of enemies or we're afraid of thieves. Rather, the Rambam says that these guards are more like what you and I would call honor guards. Think, for example, of the honor guards around the Tower of London or around Buckingham Palace. If I'm not mistaken, they don't carry weapons, but they're there to give honor to the queen, to the palace. And lahavdil elef alfei avdalos, I don't want to compare things that shouldn't be compared, but for the sake of illustration, that's what the Rambam says is the reason the Beis HaMikdash has guards. To give honor to the Beis HaMikdash. Anyone who approaches the Beis HaMikdash knows immediately that this is no ordinary building, Chas V'Shalom. It's the Beis HaMikdash, and it requires the proper and serious frame of mind. And who are these guards? Who are these shomrim? They are Kohanim and Levi'im. There are 24 places where the shomrim are placed, all around Har HaBayis and all around the Beis HaMikdash, 24 specific places in total. 21 of these places are guarded by Levi'im, and 3 places by Kohanim. And the Mishnah in Maseches Midos in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, tells us that there was a supervisor, a Memune, a Har HaBayis Memune, a supervisor on Har HaBayis, who was in charge of these shomrim, and he walks around the Beis HaMikdash and around Har HaBayis to make sure that the guards are awake and doing what they're supposed to be doing. And if this supervisor thinks someone fell asleep, he calls out to the guard, Shalom Alecha. And if the shomer doesn't answer, the supervisor nudges him or pokes him with a stick. And this supervisor even has the authority to set fire to the guard's clothing. Obviously not while he's wearing the clothing, but still, it's a powerful message as to how seriously we take this job. I must say parenthetically that there's a machlokes among the mefarshim as to whether the supervisor is able to do this only to the levim on guard duty, or can he do this also to the kehanim as well. That's one thing. And I'll also say parenthetically that generally, there is an isser of Baltashchis, it's usher to destroy things. So why is this Memuna, why is this Har HaBayis supervisor allowed to burn the clothing of the Levim? Some Mefarshim say it's allowed because of the concept of Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker, which means that Beis Din has the authority to make anyone's property Hefker, ownerless, if they choose to under certain circumstances. That's one possibility. Others say that doing this is for the guard's own good. By punishing the shomer, the supervisor helps the Levi do his job better, or the Kohen do his job better. And a third possibility as to why the Har HaBayis supervisor is allowed to burn the clothing of a sleeping Levi, and why this is not Baltashchis, is because it's a mitzvah. Just like burning chametz is not baltashchis, so too teaching levim, teaching all of us the importance of mora mikdash, of being in awe when we go to the Beis HaMikdash, of having proper respect and reverence for the Beis HaMikdash. That too is a mitzvah. And if a particular levi doesn't have the proper respect and yira for the Beis HaMikdash, they have to be taught that lesson. In fact, the second Mishnah in Maseches Midos quotes Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, who says that his mother's brother was found sleeping when he was on guard duty, and indeed his clothing was burned. And it would seem that the reason why this is related in the Mishnah is not chas v'shalom to share juicy gossip, God forbid. Rather, it seems clear that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov related this story to teach us. This was such a shocking thing, maybe such a rare thing. So let that be a lesson to them and to us. Even coming to the Beis HaMikdash can turn into routine if we're not careful. And we have to do everything we can to prevent that habituation from setting in. In any case, that is how a day in the Beis HaMikdash begins at night. And we will, Emir Tashem, continue next time talking more about things that go on overnight in the Beis HaMikdash. In the meantime, have an amazing day. And Emir Tashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.